Being a teetotaler was a great help to me during my career, and indeed all my life I've been a teetotaler, and it has got me, I can tell you, out of a lot of trouble, because being a sports writer, as everybody knows, you have a lot of press conferences and you're invited to a lot of them, and there's always a lot of drink involved as well. So I was spared the problem of getting involved with drink because of the fact that I was a pioneer. And that was an amazing thing because all my family took a drink from time to time, and I was the only member of the family that didn't drink. But I remember an occasion once when friends of ours invited my wife and I, Anne, out for a meal, a lunch. And when we got there, we were sitting around and they asked me, would I have a drink? And I said, no, I don't drink, but I'll have a mineral. A little non-intoxicating drink called a Madison. We had a very nice meal at that lunch with our friends, Pat and Vera. And about 3 months later, Vera's sister, a mother Eileen from New York, came to visit her. And they invited her out to have a lunch. And then she said to her sister, would you have a glass of wine? And she said, no, I'm a teetotaler. And she's a lovely American accent. She said, no, I'm a teetotaler, so I'll have water. And then Pat, the husband, said to Vera, why can't you give her Sean's drink that we had here some time ago? And they said, oh, yes, it starts with an M and it's somewhere in New York. The nun says, oh, would that be Manhattan? That's it. Starts with an M, a Manhattan. So they duly ordered a Manhattan and they had their wine. And the Manhattan, now Pat was watching the barman making up this particular drink, and he noticed that it differed from the one that I got, because when he put the glass down, he put it into sugar, and there was sugar on the rim of the glass. He then put in a little stick, and he had bits of oranges and lemons and a cherry, and it looked very well. And not alone that, but he had put the drink into a little shaker and gave it a shake and put it into the glass. Now, he didn't think anything about that particular operation. And it arrived over in front of Mother Eileen. And she said, well, that looks a lovely drink. And it's not alcoholic? No, they said, Sean Oak drinks that, and that's non-alcoholic. So that was fine. The poor nun took the glass up, took a few sips, and put the glass down again. And she says, are you sure that this is non-alcoholic? And they said, oh, yes, yes, Sean Oak takes it. That's his drink. So the nun proceeded to drink it, and they said to her, well, why are you asking the questions? Is it all? Oh, no, no, she says, there's a lovely warm glow when the drink goes down. I was just thinking, is it all right? Oh, no, it was all right. So Mother Eileen Julie finished her drink and then said, as they hadn't finished the wine, they said, can I have another one? And they immediately ordered another. And the barman went through the same operation again and gave the poor nun her second Manhattan. So after a while, they noticed she was getting very talkative, but then, lucky enough, they got the word that the table was ready. And as the poor nun rose to go out for the lunch, she sat back again in her chair very quickly. And then they said, are you all right? And she said, oh, great. She says, it must be the jet lag. So they went in anyway and had the meal, and the nun was in great form. She enjoyed the meal. And the sequel to that story was, Pat went over to the barman and said, listen, if you don't mind me asking you, when they were going out, that drink that we gave the nun, what was it made of? And he says, it was non-alcoholic, wasn't it? Your man said, you must be joking. There was vermouth, there was a little touch of gin, there was a little touch of soda, and a little splash here and there, and that's your Manhattan. 3 or 4 weeks afterwards, the nun rang up Pat and said she had scoured New York and tried to find out where was the non-alcoholic drink that she got in Dublin, and is there any chance that he could find out and send over a few more of those bottles, whatever it was.